Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 14th of January, Sarah's Reformation. A Christian woman honours and promotes the order of grace in the church and in her household. By this means, she cultivates fruitfulness in the family through offering. Paul instructed women who are maturing in their sonship, saying, "The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behaviour, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed." The carnal expression of a woman in a marriage and a household was exemplified by Sarai's endeavour to obtain a child for herself by means of a surrogate. She instructed Abram, saying, "See now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go into my maid, perhaps I shall obtain children by her." Abram doubted the Lord and his word by heeding the voice of Sarai. The fruit of this endeavour was a child who was born according to the flesh. Relational distress and disharmony flourished in the house. There was a marked change in Sarah's expression in the house after she received a new name through El Shaddai's initiative towards Abraham, and they began to walk blamelessly together. Notably, it was Sarah who initiated the removal of the carnal culture from their house, personified by Ishmael and Hagar. She said to Abraham, "Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, namely with Isaac." This statement was very displeasing to Abraham. However, God said to him, "Do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called." We also note that Sarah freed Isaac to go with his father Abraham to Mount Moriah to participate in the fellowship of offering. The references used in today's devotions are Titus chapter 2 verses 3 to 5, Genesis chapter 16 verses 2, 4 and 6, Genesis chapter 17 verses 1 to 16, and Genesis chapter 21 verses 10 and 12. For further study, Genesis chapter 21.